The five foolish virgins in Matthew, the 25th chapter. The Bible said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. The wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go you out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps is gone out. The wise answered, say not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go you rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went out to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and like in Noah's day, the door was shut. Those that were prepared, those that prepared themselves, went in, and the door was shut. Afterward came the other virgins, the foolish, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. And he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. No preparation, no anticipation of those things that are coming because of God's warnings as he warned Noah. Our generation, Jesus said, is like Noah's generation. But like Noah's generation, they are an unbelieving generation. The Bible said in 2 Peter 2 and 5, God first he spared not the angels that sinned. Verse 4. Then in verse 5 he said, and God spared not the old world, but saved Noah, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. It's what's going to happen here in the end time as the storm gathers. Jesus said, our generation is like Noah's day. Quote it. Luke 17 and verse 26, he said, as it were in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they builded, they planted, they married, and they were given in marriage. Until the flood came and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. We're living in that day. People are not listening. They're not believing. They're not moving with fear. They're not preparing. They're saying all you got to do is just believe. No, you've got to move with fear and prepare to the saving of your house. It's more than just believing. If you believe, you're going to move with fear and prepare if you really believe. Now that's the characterization of all the heroes of faith. In Hebrews 11, every one of them believed God, and they were moved or motivated with fear. And here's their reward. Hebrews 11, 16. Now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he hath prepared in anticipation of his vessels of glory. He has prepared for them a city that's prepared to live in that city. See, heaven is a prepared place. God has gone to great pains and efforts to prepare a place. And the Lord has given us the responsibility through great pains to prepare ourselves to live in that heavenly city. And like Noah, we must believe God's warning, then move with fear and with hard effort, with determination and perseverance, that we prepare ourselves for the inevitable. And that is the gathering storm as Noah did. And that storm is arising, and without a great amount of effort, we'll be caught in that storm and destroyed as Noah's generation. Noah believed, his generation did not believe. Noah prepared, the generation of Noah did not prepare, and every one of those sons of God that did not prepare and do all that God commanded them were drowned in the storm. Thus did Noah, the characterization of Noah. According to all that God commanded him, so did he. And we must do that with great care. Do all that God's commanded us in the Word of God. And then we can have God's promise that when the storm comes, that he'll take care of us because we've done all that he commanded us. And may God add his blessings to this message. Our Father and our God, we pray the Holy Ghost would grip every heart and soul in this message with its power and persuasion, because it is the Word of God. And we pray, Lord, that those caught in the grip will be driven to that extreme effort, that extremity to which Noah was driven. First by believing, secondly, motivated by the fear of God to do all that you've commanded us to do. And then the Bible says, after we've done all that you commanded us to do, we're still to say, I'm an unprofitable servant. I've only done that which I was commanded. We've got to go even beyond as the Holy Ghost directs us. I pray the Holy Ghost will rest upon us and give us direct commands and orders that we can be like Noah, that we'll be counted worthy to escape these things and to stand before the Son of Man in peace as a vessel forfeited unto glory. I praise you in Jesus' name and amen. Praise the Lord. Let us all stand.